This is a statement from the National Weather Service. Flood watch in effect from Thursday afternoon through late Thursday night. Flash flooding caused by excessive rainfall is possible. The areas affected include portions of North Central Maryland, including the following area, Washington, Virginia, including the following areas, Clark, Culpeper, Frederick, Virginia, Greene, King George, Madison, Northern Virginia, Blue Ridge, Orange, Page, Rappahannock, Shenandoah, Spotsylvania, Stafford and Warren, and Panhandle, West Virginia, including the following areas, Berkeley, Jefferson and Morgan. The hazardous weather conditions are expected from Thursday afternoon through late Thursday night. Impacts: excessive runoff may result in flooding of rivers, creeks, streams, and other low-lying and flood-prone locations. Flooding may occur in poor drainage and urban areas. Additional details: numerous showers and thunderstorms will develop and move across the area Thursday afternoon into Thursday evening. Thunderstorms will be capable of producing very heavy rain, with rainfall rates of 1 to 2 inches in 30 minutes. Widespread rainfall amounts of 1 inch are forecast, with up to 2 to 4 inches of rain under the strongest storms. Some areas could see multiple rounds of thunderstorms. This could lead to scattered instances of flash flooding. Please visit www.weather.gov/safety/flood for flood safety and preparedness information. You should monitor later forecasts and be prepared to take action should flash flood warnings be issued. The 8 p.m. observation in Washington. At Reagan National Airport, mostly cloudy skies. The temperature was 88 degrees Fahrenheit, or 31 degrees Celsius. Dew point 74. Humidity was 63%, producing a heat index of 96. Winds were south at 8 miles an hour and the barometric pressure was 29.94 inches or 1,013.8 millibars, and rising. Now for some observations from the surrounding area. At BWI Marshall Airport, mostly cloudy skies. Temperature 87, with a heat index of 96. Wind south at 6 miles an hour. At Charlottesville, fair skies. 83. At Dulles Airport, mostly cloudy. Temperature 87 degrees. Wind south at 7 miles an hour. At Fredericksburg, fair. Temperature 86. At Martinsburg, fair skies. 87, with a heat index of 94. Wind south at 3 miles an hour. At Norfolk, fair. Temperature 85 degrees. At Ocean City, fair skies. It was 83 degrees. At Pawtuxet River Naval Air Station, fair. Temperature 84. At Quantico, fair skies. Temperature 87. Wind south at 7 miles an hour. For Richmond, cloudy skies. It was 85. At Roanoke, cloudy. Temperature 82 degrees. At Winchester, fair. Temperature 82. At New York, fog was reported. 76. At Philadelphia, fair skies. 91, with a heat index of 100. At Raleigh, mostly cloudy skies. 88, with a heat index of 97. Now for a few observations on the waters. At Washington Channel, the wind was south at 8 knots, and the water temperature was 89 degrees. At Piney Point, the wind was southeast at 8 knots. At Thomas Point, the temperature was 86 degrees. Wind south at 13 knots. The current time is 8:32 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Here is a look at the weather features that will affect the region over the next several days. A cold front slowly drops across the area tonight through Thursday night, with the highest shower and thunderstorm chances expected Thursday. Below normal temperatures and lower humidity will arrive for the weekend into early next week. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for the Washington metro area and the surrounding KHB listening area. Tonight, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-70s. South winds around 5 miles an hour. Thursday, mostly sunny. A chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 90s. South winds around 5 miles an hour. Chance of rain 50%. Heat index values up to 105. Thursday night, showers and thunderstorms likely until midnight, then a chance of showers after midnight. Lows around 70. East winds around 5 miles an hour, becoming north after midnight. Chance of rain 70%. Friday, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers in the morning, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 70s. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 50%. Friday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms until midnight, then partly cloudy after midnight. Lows in the lower 60s. North winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Chance of rain 50%. Saturday, mostly clear. Highs around 80. Lows around 60. Sunday through Monday, partly cloudy. Highs in the lower 80s. Lows in the lower 60s. Tuesday, mostly cloudy. Highs in the mid-80s. Lows in the mid-60s. Wednesday, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers. Highs in the lower 80s. Lows in the upper 60s. Chance of rain 40%. This hazardous weather outlook is for the Maryland portion of the Chesapeake Bay, tidal Potomac River, and I-95 corridor through central Maryland, northern Virginia, and District of Columbia. Day 1, tonight. A heat advisory is in effect through 8 p.m. this evening. Days 2 through 7, Thursday through Tuesday. A flood watch is in effect for the outlook area Thursday afternoon and evening. There is the potential for multiple instances of significant flash flooding from very heavy rainfall associated with thunderstorms. Please have a plan in place to seek higher ground immediately if flash flood warnings are issued. A few severe thunderstorms are possible Thursday afternoon and evening, with damaging wind gusts being the primary threat. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation may be needed Thursday afternoon and evening. Now for the National Weather Service marine forecast for the Chesapeake Bay from Sandy Point to North Beach. Tonight, south winds 10 knots. Waves 1 foot. Thursday, south winds 5 to 10 knots. Waves 1 foot. A chance of showers and thunderstorms. Visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Thursday night, southeast winds 5 to 10 knots. Waves 1 foot. Showers with a chance of thunderstorms. Visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Friday, north winds 10 to 15 knots with gusts to 20 knots. Waves 1 to 2 feet. A chance of showers and thunderstorms. Friday night, north winds 10 to 15 knots with gusts to 25 knots. Waves 3 feet. A chance of showers. Saturday, northeast winds 10 to 15 knots, becoming east 5 to 10 knots after midnight. Waves 2 to 3 feet, subsiding to 1 foot after midnight. Winds and waves higher and visibilities lower in and near thunderstorms. Now for the National Weather Service marine forecast for the tidal Potomac from Key Bridge to Smith Point. Tonight, south winds 5 to 10 knots. Waves 1 foot. Thursday, south winds 5 to 10 knots. Waves 1 foot. A chance of showers and thunderstorms. Visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Thursday night, south winds 5 to 10 knots. Waves 1 foot. Showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms. Visibility 1 nautical mile or less. Friday, north winds 10 to 15 knots with gusts to 20 knots. Waves 1 feet. A chance of showers and thunderstorms. Friday night, north winds 10 to 15 knots with gusts to 25 knots. Waves 2 feet. A chance of showers. Saturday, northeast winds 10 to 15 knots. Waves 1 to 2 feet. Winds and waves higher and visibilities lower in and near thunderstorms. The Northern Virginia Mountain forecast for elevations above 2,000 feet including the Skyline Drive. Flood watch in effect from Thursday afternoon through late Thursday night. Tonight, mostly cloudy in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy. Scattered showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Patchy fog after midnight. Lows around 70. Thursday, mostly sunny in the morning, then becoming mostly cloudy. Patchy fog in the morning. Showers with thunderstorms likely in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-80s. Thursday night, thunderstorms likely in the evening. Showers likely. Lows in the mid-60s. Friday, mostly cloudy. A chance of showers in the morning, then showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 70s. Saturday, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 50s. Highs in the lower 70s. Sunday, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-50s. Highs in the lower 70s. Monday, partly cloudy. Lows in the mid-50s. Highs in the mid-70s. This is the NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Station KHP36, broadcasting from the National Weather Service Office in Sterling, Virginia, and transmitting on a frequency of 162.550 MHz from an antenna located in Manassas, Virginia. This is a statement from the National Weather Service. Flood watch in effect from Thursday afternoon through late Thursday night. Flash flooding caused by excessive rainfall is possible. The areas affected include portions of D.C., including the following, District of Columbia, Maryland, including the following areas, Anne Arundel, Calvert, Carroll, Cecil, Central and Southeast Howard, Central and Southeast Montgomery, Charles, Frederick, Maryland, Northern Baltimore, Northwest Hartford, Northwest Howard, Northwest Montgomery, Prince George's, Southeast Hartford, Southern Baltimore and St. Mary's, and Northern Virginia, including the following areas, Arlington Falls Church and Alexandria, Central and Southeast Prince William, Manassas and Manassas Park, Eastern Lauden, Fairfax, Northern Fauquier, Northwest Prince William, Southern Fauquier and Western Lauden. The hazardous weather conditions are expected from Thursday afternoon through late Thursday night. Impacts, excessive runoff may result in flooding of rivers, creeks, streams, and other low-lying and flood-prone locations. Flooding may occur in poor drainage and urban areas. Extensive street flooding and flooding of creeks and rivers are possible. Additional details, significant flash flooding is possible. Numerous showers and thunderstorms will develop and move across the area Thursday afternoon into Thursday evening. Thunderstorms will be capable of producing very heavy rain, with rainfall rates of 1 to 2 inches in 30 minutes. Widespread rainfall amounts of 1 to 2 inches are expected. Some areas could experience multiple rounds of thunderstorms, with higher rainfall amounts of 4 to 6 inches possible. This could result in numerous instances of flash flooding. Showers and thunderstorms will begin early Thursday afternoon, and the heaviest rainfall is most likely from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Please visit www.weather.gov/safety/flood for flood safety and preparedness information. You should monitor later forecasts and be prepared to take action should flash flood warnings be issued. The latest river levels in the Potomac, Shenandoah, and Rappahannock basins are as follows. All reports are current as of 7 p.m. and are measured in feet. For Potomac River at Shepherdstown, 2.6. Potomac River at Point of Rocks, 2.2. Potomac River at Edwards Ferry, 4.4. Potomac River at Little Falls, 3.5. North Fork Shenandoah River near Strasburg, 2.5. South Fork Shenandoah River at Front Royal, 1.9. Shenandoah River at Millville, 3.0. Rappahannock River at Remington, 3.6. Rappahannock River above Fredericksburg, 2.6. Rapidan River near Culpeper, 1.2. Opeckham Creek near Martinsburg, 2.4. Seneca Creek at Dawsonville, 2.1. Goose Creek near Leesburg, 1.7. Monocacy River at Frederick, 1.9.